This is The Agriculturist, the official podcast of the student-created magazine in the Texas Tech University Department of Agricultural Education and Communications. In each episode, we hear from the students as they expand on the stories you'll see in the printed and online magazine from the school we love so dearly.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. I am Macy Thomas.
And I am Kyler Hardegree.
And this is Courtney Gibson.
We are so happy you have tuned in to Sip Happens. This is an episode featuring the Agriculturist podcast. This episode has everything to do with a wine located in West Texas, the Panhandle, and the place where wine is grown in the vineyard.
Yes, I love that you just said that. What he means is that West Texas is known for having extremely high quality grapes, and not a lot of the vineyards keep their grapes to make wine. They send them off to places like Fredericksburg.
For sure. Actually, one of the well-known wineries located in Brownfield, Texas, known as Farmhouse Vineyard, sells 95% of their grapes, and they only keep 5%.
That is a crazy percentage.
That's why I love saying wine is grown in the vineyard. Even though most of the grapes are sent off and made into wine elsewhere, they couldn't get good, high-quality wine without the vineyards here.
Such a great point. I want to transition a bit and talk about the opportunities and challenges that comes with managing a vineyard.
Well, we all know that there are probably more challenges than there are opportunities.
For sure, but I definitely think the good outweighs the bad, no doubt.
Yes, of course. Some of the challenges include hail, freezing, birds, and just downright bad weather.
I love that you said those examples. For most of them, I feel like a lot of those challenges have effective solutions that have been involved in recent years.
Innovation in the vineyards has been a huge hit in recent years. We have talked with many vineyard owners, and they have explained lots of innovations such as bird netting to keep away the birds and also help with hail damage. They even have fans nowadays that help with freezes.
I know. I love the creativity that comes with innovation. Lots of people have addressed how delicate this commodity is, and with such an item, you have to be progressive in thinking.
It is a delicate commodity, which is why it brings many opportunities to West Texas. Lots of people think it's crazy to grow grapes here. However, we really have the perfect climate for it. Lots of people compare our climate to France, where some of the best wines are grown.
Yes, lots of opportunity to raise the boats, as Kim McPherson said in our interview with him. He is the owner of McPherson Cellars here in Lubbock, Texas. What Kim meant by saying raise the boats was that he wants everyone in West Texas to evaluate their winemaking and elevate and create and produce wine that competes with places like Napa Valley in California and Bordeaux in southwestern France. Because the land that we are sitting on does create grapes that can compete.
Yes, so if the grapes can compete, that definitely means that the wine should compete.
Exactly. Kim also went into detail that West Texas winemakers shouldn't be making grapes and making wines that don't grow well in this area.
For sure. Kim called it planting to the land, which means planting grapes that grow well in this area and utilizing those grapes and their qualities when blending wine.
I definitely believe that West Texas in the near future will handle the challenge of raising the boats and planting to the land.
A lot of our interviewees talked about the tenacity of wine growers and the stubbornness that they possess to do their job effectively and confidently.
Growing grapes is no easy task, and those qualities must be very important.
So our main story in The Agriculturist is called Fiber and Fine Wine. So Kyler, I just want you to tell us a little bit more about our main story.
Yes, of course, Macy. I would love to share a little bit more about our story in The Agriculturist. As Macy said, the title of our story in The Agriculturist is Fiber and Fine Wine, and it's about three different parts of the Texas wine industry. However, the majority of the story and the main focus of the story is about the owners of Farmhouse Vineyards. Farmhouse Vineyards is in Terry County, which is the grape growing capital of Texas, and it's focused around the Seaton and Ferguson families, which own Farmhouse Vineyards. So They are two pairs of brothers and sisters-in-laws, according to their website. And so Nicholas Seaton and Tracy Ferguson are brother and sister, and they both have their own spouses. And together, the four of them own and operate farmhouse vineyards. And so it's Nicholas and Katie Jane Seaton and Anthony and Tracy Ferguson. And so together, they don't just run the vineyard and tasting room. They also run 8,000 acres of row crops. And so they have 124 acres of premium Texas wine grapes, and the rest of their acres are either cotton or other agricultural commodities. And on top of that, they also have 4,000 Dorper ewes. So they are very busy people. But the reason why they got interested into growing grapes is because they wanted to look into different niche markets they can use to save their family farm. And I'm not just saying that for future generations, but also because of water, which is our most precious and valuable resource. Another part of our story, which I'll touch on a little bit later, is on Dr. Thane Montank here at Texas Tech University, and it's about the research that he's currently doing. However, it's also about a graduate of our program at the Texas Tech University in the Plant and Soil Science Department, and her name is Shara Mills. Shara Mills is a 2018 master's graduate, and after she received her master's from Texas Tech, she went to the Texas Hill Country, which is where she calls home, and she's now a vineyard manager for 5 different wineries and vineyards in the Texas Hill Country. And so we wanted to touch on her and her story inside our story, as well as Farmhouse Vineyards and the research that's currently being done at Texas Tech, because those are all 3 important factors and parts of the Texas wine industry. And so if you ever have the opportunity, if the story is already out, before you're listening to this, please go and click on the website and go read it. It's an amazing story on these farmers and their livelihoods. Or if this is out before, please come back and go and read our stories. I think that you will find it very interesting and they're engaging. And so I'm really, really proud of the story and how it came along. And I can't wait for everyone to read it. Courtney, tell me a little bit about your Davis College profile.
So for my Davis College profile, I really wanted to find someone who understood the departmental side of our plant and soil science department, as well as the actual winemaking industry. So I decided to focus in on Sarah Masterson, who is a current student in our PSS department. You know, for Sarah, the sounds of clinking wine glasses and submerging in a submarine are pretty familiar. Masterson actually obtained a degree in international business from Texas State University and is currently working on her bachelor's degree in plant soil science. She kind of plans to stick around and get her master's of science in accounting at the end of this semester. Amongst Masterson's accounting and viticulture and enology studies, she also served in the United States Navy for 6.5 years. And she said, you know, once she got to the end of it, she knew the military was not a lifelong career and decided that she didn't want to re-enlist. So she actually married somebody who was also in the Navy with her, and they spent 3 months in a submarine on a mission. Wild. Masterson and then her husband, Jay, they are both actually enrolled in Texas Tech universities. Jay's in the vet school. And then Sarah is still continuing her viticulture and enology degree plan. But what brought them to Tech was they were trying to find something that kind of fit both of their paths and would satisfy them both educational-wise, and Texas Tech just happened to be the perfect place for them. One thing I can remember Sarah saying to me was it all kind of started out as a hobby for her as far as winemaking went. While she was stationed in Hawaii, she kind of became curious and started Googling winemaking kits, which then it made her fall in love with the whole process from growing fruit to pouring the wine glass. When it came down to deciding her next step after service, she was sold on Texas Tech, and then she read that Davis College actually offered a concentration in viticulture and enology, which really brought her and her husband forward. So Sarah, as far as the wine industry goes, Macy, do you have anything to add on maybe the centennial wine that I heard McPherson made this year?
Yes, for sure. So this year, if you don't know, is the centennial year for Texas Tech, which is a huge accomplishment for any university. And to celebrate that, Texas Tech really went out with a bang and hosted a centennial celebration for a bunch of different events around the state. And it was just a huge event, and Texas Tech is so honored to have a centennial year. Blaine Beal, he is the Director of Centennial Coordination for Texas Tech, and I had the lovely opportunity with chatting with him about how they put together all these events. And one of the main things that they did for this event was put together a wine label that was very unique to this celebration, and they actually got McPherson Cellars to make the wine. And Kim McPherson actually told us that it was a huge honor for Texas Tech to ask them to make this wine. And he went on to say that they came to the best, and it was just a huge honor. Blaine Beal went on to tell us that McPherson's family has been key to wine growth within this part of the state, not only from what you see in the bottle, but also from a vineyard standpoint. And therefore, it was a pretty natural decision to go with McPherson Cellars. Another reason why they put together this wine label was to make the event more special. And they always mention that the little things are what people notice. Therefore, this wine label really added that extra touch to the centennial event.
And you know, hats off to McPherson. I actually got to attend an event where the centennial wine was served at the Texas Capitol, and it just happened to be a hit.
Yes, for sure. The centennial wine label is exclusive to only centennial events, such as the opening night for the Museum of Texas Tech, Texas Tech annual Carol of the Lights ceremony, and various other receptions. You cannot buy this wine label at any grocery store or anywhere else.
That's unfortunate, because I bet some dollars could be spent.
Yes, for sure. Kyler, so another part of our main story was obviously research and how Texas Tech tied into that. So tell me a little more about Dr. Thane Montag.
So during the interview, we talked to Dr. Thane Montag, and he is an amazing professor of practice and associate chair for undergraduate programs in the Plant and Soil Science Department. But he also taught to us a lot about the current research that Texas Tech University is doing to help the farmers in the Texas High Plains and across the state of Texas as a whole. And so they're doing a lot of research on what varieties grow well in this region. Farmhouse Vineyards grows 24 different varieties. And so Dr. Thane Montag, he's trying to figure out what varieties grow well in this area that can help us use less water. Because water is such a precious commodity and is the most important commodity that we have. And so he really put a lot of focus on using less water for the coming years to grow these grapes. Another focus that he talked about was hell netting. We do not have hell a lot in the Texas High Plains, but when we do, it can be extremely detrimental to crops. And so he talked to us about what trials have hell netting in at the Biopolymer Center here at Texas Tech and what research they're doing with that and the pros and cons of that. You know, there's an economic factor, it's kind of expensive, but if you do not have the hell netting and it hells, then you can lose an entire crop. So you win some and you lose some, and that was kind of the gist of that. Lastly, he talked to us about his joint appointment with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension and the research that they do as a whole and being able to use their facilities and the facilities here at Tech and how that works. And so it was an awesome, awesome interview. Speaking of professors in the department, Courtney, is there anything else about students in the department that we included in the magazine?
Actually, I'd like to add in Dalton Novak that we interviewed. He is currently a senior plant and soil science major through Davis College and has some pretty big plans and dreams. He's from Victoria and kind of had a nomadic childhood. His mom was an ag teacher, which led him to want to be a part of the ag college. Dalton started his collegiate career as an agricultural communication student, but switched to the PSS department at the beginning of his sophomore year. That year, he learned about the viticulture and enology program at Texas Tech, and his mother was the first person to tell him about the program, which leads to the rest being history. He got started and kind of was lost in ag comm, not feeling that he really was meant to be there. But then when he found the viticulture department, it was a whole different world and a perfect fit. Dalton first joined the viticulture and enology program in 2020 when there were only 19 other students in his cohort. Since then, the program has continued to grow, and now there are even students Novak doesn't even recognize. After graduation in May, Dalton plans to return home to kickstart his career in working in wine cellars. Novak has experienced working at wineries, but has always been in the tasting room. Working in the cellars will allow Dalton to use his degree uniquely and improve his own wine recipe that he already has created. Once he has found this direction and purpose through the viticulture and enology program at Texas Tech, he just urges anyone interested to come in and give it a shot, or I guess you could say a glass. Speaking of Davis College students, Macy, could you maybe fill us in on some more of your interviewees that are also in the college?
Yeah, of course. I would love to, Courtney. So Elena Kamel is a student at Texas Tech. She's actually getting her bachelor's degree in agricultural science with a concentration in meat science and agricultural communications. Elena also works at Llano Estacado as a tasting room employee and event assistant. So she's around wine a lot, around a bunch of different people, and she just went into saying how wine is so meaningful to her and how it connects so many different people from so many different backgrounds, and no matter your age or your race or wherever you're from, wine just truly connects you, which is quite amazing, especially to her. She also gives some words of encouragement to any wine newbies. She just really encourages people to not judge wine off the first wine they drink. Like we have said within this podcast, there is a bunch of different varieties of wine. Therefore, no matter what your palate is, there's definitely something out there for everybody. She just encourages them to keep on trying and just learning more about the industry. Also, Elena went on to tell me how much she loves the industry and how much the wineries are connected to the farmers and how it's such a neighborly love between the two. She went into saying how the wineries appreciate the farmers that grow the grapes they use and the hurdles they have to jump through. The farmers are dealing with precious cargo, fighting off pesticides, drought, and many other challenges, all to produce high-quality grapes, which showcases how resilient the West Texas farmers are. She went to tell me that Lubbock and the Texas High Plains wineries depend on and support our local farmers, and that's something that she really loves about the industry. To wrap things up, I want our listeners to know that the Agriculturist magazine will be coming out this summer in 2023, and we are looking forward to our story showcasing the Texas wine industry.
Also, don't forget to be following all our social media accounts. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and a LinkedIn account. Lots of exciting new content is coming out, not just about our story either.
Go give those accounts a follow, and don't forget to tell your friends about Sip Happens and the Agriculturist magazine.
Once again, thanks for tuning in, and on your way home today, go grab a bottle of wine from your closest vineyard.
The Agriculturist podcast was completely produced by students enrolled in the Agricultural Communications Block at Texas Tech University. The Block is a capstone experience where students enroll in four courses to produce the magazine and a campaign plan. To learn more about our program, go to depts.ttu.edu/agEd. The Agriculturist is available online at ttuagriculturist.com and is available on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.